Beit Yerushalmi corresponding to Beit Bavli Daf Tav Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tesamad Beis at the Mishnah. The second parak begins with this Mishnah: Yom Tov Shachal Yoyf Erev Shabbos LeYevasher B'Tchila MiYom Tov LeShabbos HaMevasher Hu LeYom Tov V'Moise Hoise LeShabbos. When Yom Tov occurs on a Friday, a person may not begin cooking a Shabbos meal on Yom Tov, but he may cook for Yom Tov and he can use the leftovers for Shabbos. He can make a dish on Erev Yom Tov and rely on it to be able to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, and this is what we call Erev Tavshilin. Beishamai say that he must prepare two dishes before Yom Tov, Beithila require only one dish, but Beishamai agree that a fish with an egg cooked on top of it is considered to be two dishes. If it was eaten or lost, he may not rely on it as the beginning of his Shabbos meal to then be able to continue to cook on Yom Tov. If any of the food remained, he may rely on it for Shabbos. The Gemara says, The Gemara brings the Pasuk in Shemos Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Bake what you want to bake today, and cook what you want to cook today. Rav Lezer says one may bake when adding to that which was baked, and one may cook when adding to that which was cooked. Rav Yeshua says one may bake and cook when adding to that which was cooked. What's the reason of Rav Lezer? As the Pasuk says, bake what you want to bake, and cook what you want to cook. The Pasuk separated them. My timer, Rav Yeshua, what's the reason of Rabbi Yeshua? He reads the pasuk as, what you want to bake and what you want to cook, you should cook. The word and teaches that you should cook also refers back to what you want to bake. Rabbi Lezer, Asya Kamanda Amma, B'mar Nitna HaShabbos, B'am Kamanda Amma, Ba'alush Nitna HaShabbos, Omdin Ba'alush, Umazhirin Ba'alush. Rabbi Lezer, the Amora, said that Rabbi Lezer, the Tana, follows the view that the mitzvah of Shabbos was given to the Bnei Yisrael in Mara. Therefore, since the laws of Shabbos were already known, our pasuk is superfluous and must be teaching about Erev Tavshilin. But according to the view that it was given in Alush, they stood in Alush and they were given this warning in Alush as a law of Shabbos, and that one may not cook on Shabbos, but it's not referring to Erev Tavshilin at all. Issa chami dvatayuhu asa Erev Tavshilin, Erev Tavshilin matirin. The Gemara says if it's a Torah prohibition to cook on Yom Tov for afterwards, how could Erev Tavshilin come and permit it? Rebbe answers that strictly speaking, it is permitted to bake and cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. However, Chazal prohibited it to prevent a person coming to bake and cook for a weekday. And he brings the proof that one may make the beds on Yom Tov for Shabbos, and Chazal were not concerned that one might prepare them for a weekday. So too, one may bake and cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Amar Bila, Lama Matzien mi Yom Tov l'Shabbos, Shekem Matzien as a mitos melele Shabbos l'Shabbos. Bila says, why is it permitted to make the beds on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Because one may make the beds on Shabbos night for Shabbos day, so people will not come to disrespect Yom Tov when they see him making beds. V'yoifu oy yivashlu mi Yom Tov l'Shabbos, ein eifu yivashlu melele Shabbos l'Shabbos. Chazal do not permit baking and cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, as one cannot bake or cook on Shabbos night for Shabbos day. Rav Kahana b'Reid Rav Chiya b'Abba Amar Obavad Shel Hayarim. Rav Kahana, the son of Rav Chiya b'Abba, said that cooking for Yom Tov and leaving over until Shabbos is only permitted if he does not act deceptively. Masnisen Rav Shimon ben Elazar Tani Ein Oisem Yom Tov L'Matzei Yom Tov. The Mishnah is authored by Rav Shimon ben Elazar, as the Baisa teaches that one may not prepare food on Yom Tov for after Yom Tov. V'ha'tani m'male I isha k'deira basav afabisha eina oichel m'menu ela chaticha achas kumkum shalchamin afabisha eina shoysa m'menu ela kreis echad aval pas eina oifer ela socha. But a woman may fill a pot with meat even though only one piece will be eaten, or fill a kettle of water even though only one cup will be drunk, but she may only bake bread that she actually needs. Tani yubshim l'loza oimer m'male hi isha esatano pas m'plesha pas yofer b'shasha atano m'ale. The Baisa says from Rav Shimon Elazar that a woman may fill her oven with bread even though she does not eat all of the bread for Yom Tov, because the bread bakes well when the oven is full. Darash Rav Huna Ka'adod of Shimon Lazar. Rav Huna expounded the ruling of Shimon Lazar. Darash of Yochanan Letivari Ka'adod of Shimon Lazar have a Darash Lahoin Lahalocha Ve'inan Savin Lovda. Rav Yochanan expounded to the people of Tiberia like the ruling of Shimon Lazar. He was actually expounding it merely as a Talmudic teaching, but they understood that he was ruling that one may actually follow this halacha. Istabai Mema, Le'uvda, Darash Lahoin, Osan Vishalun Le, Vadarash Lahoin, Lahalocha, Chaza Vadarash Lahoin, Vlayadin in Lahalocha in Le'uvda. Some explain that he told them to actually follow the ruling. They then came to ask him, and he expounded it merely as a Talmudic teaching. He later expounded again, but they didn't know whether it was a mere Talmudic teaching or an actual ruling that they could follow. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavdi, Hoiri Rabbi Abo Kahadar de Shimon Ben Lazar. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda says that Rabbi Abo instructed like the ruling of Shimon Ben Lazar. Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Tzarech Lema Olai V'Lal Mi Shalai Erev. Rabbi Chia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that when a person makes the Erev, he should say that it should be for me and for anyone who do not make an Erev. Hari Shalai Erev Achayim She'Erevu Mutarim Lasos L'Mishalai. If a person did not make an Erev and no one else made it for him, others that made an Erev themselves may make him food from his own ingredients. Zurikan b'shem Ruzeira b'mezakeh lahem mishaloi shalai kein nimsu oisin lai mishaloi. Zurikan, quoting Ruzeira, said it's only permitted if he gives, means the flour, to give the flour to him as a gift, otherwise they're cooking for him from his property, which is prohibited.